Doing worldwide organization, Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we are shining the spotlight on Firelands. And on the line with us right now, we've got Firelands Superintendent Mike Von Gunten on the line. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I want to begin with something I know that certainly got a little bit of publicity of late, and that would be the District Facility Challenge. What kinds of challenges are out there, and what kinds of things are being done to fix that?
Sure. Well, we have three facilities on our campus, elementary school, middle school, and high school, but specifically our middle school, South Amherst Middle School, dates back to 1910. Not original to then, but we still utilize the portion that dates back over 100 years. And then also our high school was built in the early 50s. So those are our two buildings that we have some need that has to be addressed. So currently we have a building advisory committee that is meeting about every other week at this point in time. We've met probably about four times, plan another three to four meetings before Christmas time. And the goal for that committee is to make a recommendation to our Board of Education regarding a facility plan that hopefully our electorate, our voters will be able to pallet, and we can put something on the polls next November and hopefully get a win this time.
Well, you have to be extraordinarily excited and very, very proud of the work that has been put in by many, many individuals all across the district with that district report card coming up. Boy, how about that incredible improvement shown from 2 years ago to last year? If you could, for a moment here, give us an idea as to how much work went into that improvement. Those are some staggering numbers showing just how much you guys have improved from 2 years ago to last year.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this, and really all the credit goes to our staff. And by staff, everybody from our principals to our teachers, custodial, maintenance, kitchen. It's a team effort to educate kids, and from the moment we pick up to the moment we drop off, they're our responsibility. But our staff has worked incredibly hard. As your listeners may know, we've had a series of new tests thrown upon us, as well as new academic standards. So there definitely was a learning curve, but our staff has worked incredibly hard. Our students come to school, and we're very fortunate, all of us who work in Firelands, to work in Firelands. We've got great families, and again, it's great when hard work pays off. And we're not done yet. We've got more to accomplish, but we're definitely on the right track. And again, the credit goes to our instructional staff. They do an amazing job.
Well, and again, Mike, congratulations to you and everybody there in the district, because, again, those numbers really popped out. Taking a look at that district report card just to see that drastic improvement from 2 years ago to last year, that's really, really incredible stuff. And, again, we're talking with Mike Von Gunten. He's the Firelands Superintendent on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Also wanted to ask you about Mr. Moyer. He won the CenturyLink Clark M. Williams Foundation Teachers and Technology Grant. For those that don't know what that is, please give us an idea as to why that's such a big deal.
Sure. Well, we're just so pleased that Mr. Moyer is part of our teaching staff. He's been with us now 2 years. Last year, he wrote a grant through CenturyLink, who certainly is a partner in education, and was awarded a grant that was able to provide digital probeware for scientific measurement, something that when you and I were in school, we certainly didn't have. We're lucky we've had a calculator, but at this point, as you're probably aware, we utilize a lot of technology. So by utilizing this digital probeware, students can collect experiments and then immediately collect data, and then the software through the tablets has lots of statistical tools, so students can do some very high-level analysis immediately with the incorporation of this new technology. And again, that sort of goes back to how education is different today than it was, you know, even 10 years ago, or certainly 20 or 30 years ago. We utilize a great deal of technology, and that certainly is no substitute for great teaching, but it has become an increasingly important technology tool, a tool that our teachers use on a regular basis. And again, Mr. Moore is a great example of teachers who go above and beyond, took time to write a grant. We were fortunate enough to be awarded that grant, and the ultimate benefit is our kids are the beneficiaries of some cutting-edge technology.
Mike, you bring up an interesting point in the aspect that technology is ever-changing. It seemed for a number of years everything sort of remained the same with reading, writing, science, arithmetic, history, and now all of a sudden you have this STEAM movement coming on and more technology. It seems every single year things are changing. How do you stay at the forefront of that as a superintendent of a school system?
Well, I think, you know, that's a good question. It's important not to get up to the flavor of the day or flavor of the month, so we do have a strategic plan that looks at making sure that our teachers and our students, most importantly, have as up-to-date technology as possible. We are not a district that has a one-to-one initiative, in other words, one computer for every student, mm-hmm. but we're probably at one device for every two or three students in the district. So it does consume an ever-increasing number in our budget, but it's also important that we prepare students for life after high school, and that's the college career readiness, and we know that technology really plays a role in just about every vocation. And so as technology changes, we have to change with that, and certainly our teachers need to change as well. So it is something to always be kept up with, and is certainly always evolving.
Mike, you guys were also recognized recently by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top high schools in the entire country. That's really, really awesome stuff. For those that did not get a chance to read that, can you give us an idea as to why that was? And I know that's another aspect of the entire system that's got to have you very, very proud as the superintendent.
Absolutely. And, you know, any work that our high school students perform, that's always a team effort. That, you know, that just doesn't happen in grades 9 through 12. And certainly not taking away from our high school staff. But, again, that's a team effort that goes back to our kindergarten teachers through middle school through high school. So, to my knowledge, this is the first time that our district has ever received this national recognition. We're one of just a couple of schools in the county, and just one of few in actually Northeast Ohio that received this recognition this year. And so what they use is test scores in reading and math, and specifically looking at students that are disadvantaged economically. Oftentimes, unfortunately, those students tend sometimes not to do as well. So it's looking at test scores, it's looking at graduation rates, and it's looking at our students' ability to be prepared for the next step, both in college and work. So again, it's a culmination of a lot of different data points, but certainly a culmination of a lot of different and hard work through, again, our staff and certainly the great students that we have here in Firelands.
Well, again, congratulations on that. That's really awesome. I mean, to be recognized by a publication such as U.S. News and World Report certainly tells you that you guys are doing some very, very special things. As we get into the winter season now, it feels like you see a lot of winter-themed events going on right now. And I know you guys actually have a holiday preview on the horizon from your choir and art programs. Tell us all about this holiday preview. What's all involved?
Sure. Our holiday preview, this is the third year for it, and it's really meant as an outreach opportunity to connect with those residents or communities that haven't been in our schools for a number of years. So it's something that we host a brunch for our senior citizens in our community, and it allows them to come out during the day, have a nice lunch, speak with you know, neighbors that maybe they haven't seen in a while, and then it's a great chance for us to showcase our art and musical programs. And we have actually our elementary students will be coming over and perform this year, as will our high school choir and high school band. So it's a great mid-morning, early afternoon activity. Certainly it's open to anyone, and we will be doing some mailings out, but if your listeners in the community would like to attend, please give our board office a call, and we will certainly get them on the list. And we'd love to have them, but it's a great community outreach program, and again, another shining star in our district are both our music and art programs, and it's just another great opportunity to showcase not only the reading and math, but also what we do in the area of the arts.
No question about it. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining. It's been a lot of fun to talk to you here and learn about all the great things that are going on in the Fireland school system. Thanks again for your time, and have a wonderful weekend.
Great. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
All righty. Again, that is Mike Von Gunten, Fireland's superintendent, joining us here on the Champions of Education series brought to you